Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When professional athlete Christy Martin married her trainer Jim, it seemed she was destined for boxing greatness.
Every place I was fighting, I was rocking the house. I was making a big hit.
But Christy's marriage wasn't exactly a match made in sports heaven.
I think Christy was tired of living a lie.
And just as Christy was about to expose the truth,
Jim's message on my phone was, "I'm in bad shape."
A chilling encounter would leave her in a fight with deadly consequences.
All throughout the house, there were all of these perfect little blood drops.
And I said, "Please, God, get me out of here." And I heard the water turn on in the bathroom, so I knew it was my only chance.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. Christy Martin had always been an amazing athlete, but the boxing ring was where she shined the brightest.
I actually got involved in boxing back in 1987 while I was in college. I thought, wow, this is so exciting. The adrenaline rush, the crowd response. I was just hooked.
So in the winter of 1990, 22-year-old Christy was excited when her promoters set up a meeting in Bristol, Tennessee, with a professional trainer named Jim Martin.
I didn't know anything about him. I'd never heard of him before. I thought, what the heck?
But the encounter left Christy disheartened.
I went in to the gym the first day. Jim was, like, rude to me. He just knew. You could just feel it, that he didn't want a woman in his boxing gym.
Christy was disappointed by Jim's initial reaction, but his refusal to sign her only fueled her ambition to succeed.
The next day she came back and wanted more, and she came back the following day.
I was always there, day after day, whatever time I was supposed to be there. I was always there, given 100%. He never said anything, but I could just feel there was a change.
Just weeks after they first met, Jim had a change of heart, and he agreed to take Christy under his wing.
The light came on in his head that, wow, she can make a lot of money, and I should hold on to her.
And over the next few weeks, Christy focused solely on her training sessions with Jim. The two spent nearly every minute together.
We trained hours together, and then maybe we'd get something to eat. I didn't know a lot of people there. He didn't know a lot of people there, so we kind of bonded.
Christy soon realized she and Jim had developed feelings for each other. And before long, she found herself revealing a very personal secret.
I told him the truth. I said, you know, I've had relationships with women. I just talked to him and trusted him. This is my coach. This is somebody that's an older person. This is somebody that I can trust.
There was one woman in particular who held a special place in Christy's heart. Her name was Sherry Lusk, and she was an old friend from Christy's hometown.
When I told Jim, he was just like, well, that was then, this is now.
It appeared Jim wasn't about to let Christy's past stop him from being romantically involved in her future.
After one of my fights, he kissed me. You know, as time went on, there was definitely something romantic involved there.
The new couple seemed happy. And in the fall of 1992,
Jim asked Christy to marry him. The two moved to Florida and wed at a local courthouse.
I think that I had that love for Jim that you have for a teacher, somebody that you respect. On my wedding day, it felt like if I married him, you know, I will grow to love him. I'll figure it out.
But the truth is hard to bury. And 18 years later, just when Christy was ready to face it, she was sucker punched.
I told Jim, I'm going to work out, but I just have this terrible, terrible headache. I'm just going to have to lay down.
I didn't realize the extent of Christy's unhappiness and the control that went on behind closed doors.
And he said, I have something to show you. And I see he has a knife.
Christy had 49 professional wins in the ring. And I think all of those paled in comparison to this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Janice from Warner Brothers Discovery. Spring is officially in bloom here in the Northern Hemisphere, and with a fresh season underway, you might be seeking your own transformation. For some, that means a new approach to weight loss or nutrition. Noom has a unique approach. Noom is tailored to each person's psychology and biology. It's built to meet you where you are because Noom understands that no two people are the same. Noom stands out to me because it offers a holistic approach to well-being. From coaching to recipes, Noom's app provides personalized information to help you on your journey. I also think it's great that Noom doesn't restrict what you can eat, and it doesn't shame you for treating yourself, and treat yourself you should. What's more, Noom believes in nourishing rather than restricting. Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods, because this approach is about eating well and treating your body right. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
By the summer of 1993, Christy Martin and her professional boxing trainer, Jim Martin, were still adjusting to their year-old marriage.
The beginning of the marriage with Jim, the love that I had for Jim was more of a respect thing. It was just, when can we fight? And how much money are we going to make?
Christy knew the couple's income was solely dependent on her professional career.
I mean, Jim trained me, but trainers make 10%. And without me, he doesn't have someone to train. The income in my marriage was me. It was my blood, sweat, and tears.
To further complicate matters, Christy had been open with Jim about her preference for women, something Jim did not want to discuss. But if marriage didn't seem to come naturally for the couple, boxing more than made up for it.
Often Jim would be asked in an interview about Christy, risking her life in the ring. And he would always take a deep breath and get choked up. He'd become very emotional.
I always tell everybody I didn't think I'd be kissing one of my fighters.
I thought that he really was looking out for me. I thought at some point, I'm really going to love this person.
While Christy waited for love, her boxing career took off. In October of 1993, she signed a deal with boxing giant Don King.
That was probably the first time that it sunk into me that I have a true shot at being a professional fighter.
Jim was very proud of Christy. I also think that he knew that the more publicity she got, perhaps the bigger payday down the road.
Christy's professional life had reached an all-time high.
I spent my time at the gym. I trained hard before, so now I really have to train like a maniac because I'm going to be with the big guns.
As the months went on, Christy won match after match, and Christy and Jim seemed like boxing's all-star duo, especially when Don King extended Christy's contract through 2001.
Jim was very proud of how successful and how well-known Christy had become and would take a step back and let her enjoy the spotlight.
But outside the ring, Christy's relationship with Jim had taken an alarming turn. It began with a series of surprising threats.
Anything he could find to hurt me, he would, whether that be professionally or personally. It started out from the beginning that he would tell everybody in the boxing world, I've had relationships with women.
Jim went on to claim that Christy's sexual preferences could ruin her career. Terrified of losing everything, Christy severed ties with her old flame, Sherry Lusk.
We talked every Christmas. That was our tradition. Until the Christmas I called, and she said, I can't talk anymore. Jim won't let me talk to you. And from that minute on, I knew this girl was in a very, very bad place.
Christy felt completely trapped, and by 2005, any connection she once had with Jim was fading fast.
Jim really never made me feel positive because he was always tearing me down. He had me convinced that my family hated me, the boxing world hated me. He was always the controller, and I was always the controlled, and it never changed.
Christy barely recognized the man she had once trusted. But the lowest punch of all came in the form of a videotape.
Jim had been videotaping me secretly. I found a videotape of us having sex. And so he blackmailed me with the videotape. He was gonna show them to my family, to the boxing community. Basically, I'm going to use these tapes to keep you here. And I was definitely panicked. My fear was just embarrassment. I didn't want other people seeing me having sex with him.
It was very, very ironic. Christy could be so vicious in the ring, yet she was so submissive and meek in her relationship with her husband.
By 2007, 15 years into their marriage, Christy was completely backed into a corner, just where Jim seemed to want her.
I was miserable. I hated him. I hated the marriage. Divorcing him wasn't really going to be enough because he was still going to be here walking around with me, and I wouldn't feel safe.
Christy's battle with Jim was far from over. In fact, the most violent fight of her life was just around the corner.
I begged her not to go. I begged her to do anything but go home.
If Jim couldn't control her in life, Jim could control her in death.
He was going to give me a little bit more rope, and then either I was going to hang myself or he was going to hang me.
By the spring of 2007, professional boxer Christy Martin was having a tough go of it. Jim Martin, her husband and boxing trainer of 16 years, had resorted to threats and intimidation to keep Christy under his control.
He would tell me, you're not leaving me, I'll kill you. And now I've lived my life, so what do I care about going to jail? Basically, I just kept looking at how am I going to get out.
Terrified of her husband and with her boxing career winding down, Christy felt she was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. And that March, Jim came home with what he called a quick fix.
Jim came in from the gym. He brought in some cocaine. He said that somebody from the gym had given it to him. I've been an athlete all my life. I 100% have been against drugs. So I just left it there. I just sat there for a couple days.
But before Christy knew it, she began to have second thoughts.
It was just miserable, miserable. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, I'll give it a try and we'll see what happens.
Christy tried the cocaine. And before long, she was a daily user with Jim as her supplier.
I kept taking cocaine because it was an escape. I mean, this is so not who I am. But I just had given up.
Christy's drug addiction was now just another way for Jim to control her.
Jim controlled the coke. I stopped going to the gym. Every night was just a sex night. And if I refused, then the cocaine would disappear. So basically, you agree to do anything.
By the spring of 2010, Christy and Jim Martin were on the verge of bankruptcy, and Christy had hit rock bottom. But that March, Christy's nightmare began to change. It all started when an old friend found Christy on a social networking site.
On the side, it popped up. People we suggest you should be friends with. And there was Christy Martin. I immediately hit her name and said, how are you doing? And would you like to be friends? Her response was, classic. Is that what they call it these days?
It was just surprising and good to hear from her.
Christy was thrilled to learn Sherry also lived in Florida and only about 2 hours away. Sherry had always held a special place in Christy's life. And it wasn't long before the two old friends were having a heart-to-heart over the telephone.
And I just opened up and told her, you know, miserable, this marriage is gonna kill me.
Christy's reconnection with Sherry gave her the motivation to get clean. It also spurred her to break things off with Jim.
I just told him, you train me and we'll live under the same roof. Let's try to make some money. Get ourselves out of this financial situation that we're in. Once we get back even, you go your way and I'm going mine.
To Christy's surprise, Jim seemed to agree with her plan.
There really wasn't much of a response. I felt like he had realized I can't hold this woman any longer.
The following weekend, Christy invited Sherry to dinner. But that evening, when Christy arrived, she got a disturbing phone call.
The minute she got there, she hugged me and the phone rang. She answered the phone and I could loudly hear Jim saying, I see you and I see the way you greeted her.
Had Jim been following her? Furious, Christy told Sherry she needed to confront Jim and tell him she was leaving right then and there.
And when she got in her car, she looked at me and her last words to me is, this motherfucker is gonna shoot me.
On November 23rd at 4 p.m., Christy entered her house, ready to end her relationship with Jim. But a sudden migraine drove her to her bed instead. Meanwhile, Jim began making phone calls.
While I'm laying there, he gets on the phone. He's saying negative things about me. He won't quit talking loud. The entire time that I'm laying down, I can hear him sharpening his knife.
Christy wasn't sure what Jim was up to, so she called Sherry for support.
I heard Jim enter the room, and he came to her and said, I have something to show you.
He keeps trying to talk to me. I'm like, Jim, I'll be right in there to see what you have as soon as I finish this conversation with Sherry.
As soon as Christy hung up the phone, she saw the surprise Jim had in store.
So I kind of leaned to the side so now I can see behind his back. And I see he has a knife down in his shorts. And then he stabbed me.
As Jim repeatedly plunged a knife into her, Christy attempted to use her fighting skills against the man who had trained her. But Jim was ruthless.
He stabbed me the fourth time, right in my breast. He cut my calf muscle almost completely from my leg. And I just told him, I said, you cannot kill me.
Christy was determined to live, but Jim seemed intent on making sure she didn't. And the worst was yet to come.
How can he let me live? He can't trust me. He better not trust me.
And Christy said that she wasn't going to die in her house and she wasn't going to die on Jim's terms.
I heard the water turn on in the bathroom, so I knew it was my only chance.
On November 23rd, 2010, Christy Martin was engaged in the fight of her life. Her estranged husband, Jim, had just stabbed her multiple times. But Christy, a professional boxer with a new outlook on life, was determined to survive.
I was trying to get away from him. I just remember begging him and telling him, you know, my parents have been good to you, and don't make them bury their child. He was beating my head on the ground. He was beating my head on the dresser. I'm just laying on the floor, bleeding to death. He would come in and out, in and out. I guess he was seeing if I was dying, if I was dying fast enough.
The final time Jim came back into the bedroom, he brought something that would surely finish the job.
He stood right at my feet and shot me with my own 9mm.
The bullet entered Christy's chest, less than 4 inches from her heart. Leaving his wife for dead, Jim went into the bathroom to clean up. But he underestimated his wife's resolve. 4 stab wounds and a gunshot couldn't stop Christy.
And I heard the water turn on in the bathroom, so I knew it was my only chance. So I got up. The gun was laying there. So I grabbed the pink 9mm. And then I just ran out the front door as fast as I could get out.
With a fighter's determination, Christy made it to the open road and flagged down a passing car.
And I got in his back seat and I told him I'd been shot and stabbed by my husband. And please hurry. Don't let me die.
The driver took Christy straight to the hospital. She had narrowly survived a gunshot wound and several stabbings. But Christy's biggest scar wasn't physical.
The hardest thing for me to come to grips with, I think, is how Jim did this to me. I mean, he left me for dead. He thought I was dead.
Even worse was the fact that Jim Martin was still on the loose, hiding out from police who were on a desperate search to find him.
1 week after the attack, Jim was found in some person's backyard in a pair of shorts and a knife in his hand covered in a bloody rag.
Jim was immediately arrested and charged with attempted first-degree murder. While he sat in jail awaiting his trial, Jim pled his innocence. Across town and against all odds, Christy was released from the hospital.
I wasn't going to let him win. I was in the hospital only 7 days.
And on April 23rd, 2012, Jim and Christy headed to court.
You know, Christy has portrayed throughout her entire career strength, perseverance, doing the right thing. And Christy had to take that witness stand and talk about the exact opposite, which was the real reality of her life. And the worst part about it was that she had to do that 30 feet from the person who tried to kill her.
He felt like he owned her. He felt like everything Christy was a product of his making, his teaching, his doing. His property had disobeyed him, and he was going to teach it and punish it.
Just 4 days later, on April 27th, a jury convicted Jim Martin of attempted second-degree murder. He was sentenced to 25 years in a state prison.
I am free, literally free. I can do what I want, be where I want to be. And it's a feeling I haven't had for a long time.
Today, Christy Martin has a new lease on life.
It's very important for me to tell my story because I feel like people, they have to think, how in the world can this woman, a fighter, how could she have been in a relationship where she was so controlled? And so if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody.
Christy is also back in the gym and realizes throwing punches was the best medicine.
Why did I go back to boxing? Because I love it. And it was the best therapy that anybody could have ever prescribed for me.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.